in Siman Shemim Aleph, Sif Aleph. So the Matirim Nadorim B'Shabbos, Nehem Letzarech HaShabbos. So there is a Hatoris Nadorim, even though it's similar to a Bezdin. It's a Tirch on Shabbos, etc. If there's a Tzarech Shabbos, so then it's Mutter. Kiyon Shenodor Shalalechol. A person made a neder, that's something which he would eat or drink on Shabbos. Even though he really had time to take care of it before Shabbos, and he should have, but we don't give him a kanas for not doing so and making it osur. A forest nadorim that the Baal does is mutter for all nadorim. Because he has to be made for v'yom shamo, the day that he hears. So we're going to allow him to do that on Shabbos. Sivkotan alef v'mehem l'tzarech Shabbos avshel l'tzarech Shabbos afilu l'hoyer l'ipenay l'ahat shekoydim in matirin. If it's not tzarech Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos. Mishum do halo yochol lahat ra'achar Shabbos. If it's not relevant for Shabbos, so wait till after Shabbos. Okay, v'lom lo natruche b'Shabbos b'ti. Why should we matriach the bezdin to take care of this on Shabbos? Who would even hold the tzarech mitzvah? Gam ken matirin. Apa b'shein on the tzarech Shabbos. But if we have a valid tzarech, we're going to matir it. So the argument, because so take a look at the Sharatzi and it's a cut now. If he says that that in Yeridaya Reish Chavches Kasev Atam Mishum LeMimso Chepsucho, the issue is Mimso Chepsucho, which therefore it makes sense when the issue is Mimso Chepsucho. So Chepsi Shemaim Remuter, so Tzarech Mitzvah Mutter.
Torah what is Mutter?
So cotton bays.
So what is
the who rock la tam shakosa biyar dam umishum the hami chefse shemayim of emes the fiat tam the tear for gam kain shori. Now, so this argument of tzarech mitzah takes care of this or mem sochefsecho, because it's not your chefse, it's not your needs, it's the needs of shemayim that the tzarech mitzah does for you. But the issur of tircho you still haven't addressed. Okay. But it also takes care of that as well, because I'm El Sim Shalom Gimel, the Tiru Tirka Mishum Tzarech Mitzvah. So we discussed over there the idea of schlepping the barrels out of the Oitzer to have create space for people to sit and learn. They want to use that room place for Beis HaMedrash. So that's a Tirka, but it's Mutter the Tzarech Mitzvah. He made an eder shel lechol pirish hayoyim. He's not going to eat for a certain period of time, because if it's a person who's never going to eat, that's not nechal, because that person can't maintain such an eder. Lav davkim nora legarmi mechilu shtia ludani nora mechilas baser shtias yayin gam ken matirin. It doesn't have to be that he's asking all items, he's asking specific items as well, which items which would be relevant for Shabbos, you'd be matur. The Dabrizah Hu Mitzvah B'Shabbos. And the Shartian says in Sivkatan Dalad, Mistabrat the Huatin Shar Dwarm Shaderach La'anig Behem HaShabbos. Anything which normally a person would be used for Arnag Shabbos, if he's asking, he can be, now he wants to be matur, he can be matur it. Okay. Rabbi Rabbi Shem Rachel Shemucha Kidavareno by Rabbi Prima Gadon Ristavik Im Nis Nodem Bechilas Ezem In Peiris Or Mashka. So if he answered some type of peiri or mashka, so the Prima Gadon is Masupik, what then that has, whether you can be matter or not. Wouldn't him not a shalom lubish malbush hatzarach liyam? If he wants, he can't wear his regular Shabbos clothing. Gam ken shari. So we're being matter the neder is mutter, because that tzarach Shabbos to wear the big day Shabbos. Behind the yardeya, the master who wouldn't him not a shalom lishan b'Shabbos gam ken hachi the material loy. he's not going to, he would make a neder that he can't sleep on Shabbos. The zel gam kem itanug yeshabbos im hu im rogel baka. See, he's not going to take any nap Shabbos afternoon. Well, for him, he normally does, so that's part of his onig Shabbos. It can be made for nidri ishtoi. The father can be made for the nadorim of his daughter, who's the age of a nara, that her neder, if he's not made for it the day that he hears, it's too late to be made for it. Okay, Isa b'yer day asim reish lamadalad tzip chavdalad the kashem eivar b'shabbos lo yermer lo mufer l'chi kashem v'chol. So the normal language you say to the woman is mufer l'chi. So you don't do that on Shabbos. It should be somewhere near that it's not the same as the weekdays. He's made for it. And then he gives her the item and he says, take it, which indicates that he's been made for it. Fine. So the law is that din that the Baal is made for Nidra Ishtoi is not the day that she made the neder, it's the day that he hears about it. If you know that he didn't hear about it yet, so wait till after Shabbos to inform him. And this way, he won't have to be made for on Shabbos. He can wait till after Shabbos to be made for. So no reason to tell him on Shabbos. Now, who then in Nodra, Lizman, Vazman Kolab Shabbos. She made a neder with a time limit, and the time limit ends on Shabbos. And Rishon Lahafra Hecha Shadabra Enel Tarcha Shabbos, Kim Lamacher Sharya Lama Yasadabra Shalom Tarcha Yom. By tomorrow, I'll be Mutter anyway. And if it's not relevant that some way it's going to benefit for Shabbos, so what's the issue? Medam Shalas Nadorim, Shalas Lahat Hecha Shadabra Enel Tarcha Shabbos. If he's not made for on Shabbos, he won't have another opportunity. He has to be made for the day that he hears. He heard right towards the end of Shabbos. It's mutter. The day of Haforah goes till sunset, or Shkia, till Tzeis. So he doesn't have 24 hours. He has the next 5 minutes. Okay. The Hanoim Shama Balayla Yeshua's man Lahafrullah Kulalayla Bukhala Yam Bashabas. He heard about it late Friday, sometime on Friday evening. He has all of Friday evening, Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, until the end of Shabbos. However, he heard about it 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos. He has to be made for before nightfall. Benish Moshes is questionable whether there's a power of a four of Benish Moshes. Pashas, Benish Moshes would be a suffix. So you have a Vadi Neder and a suffix Hatara, so it's not really going to work. So, but some argue it limits a suffix, and some argue that it's Vadi, the whole din of Hafura is Dafka B'yom Shemob, it's Vadi Yom. Okay, Beis. Mi Shanishba Lasers Molocha Ploinis Adzman Ploini. Okay. Person committed to do a certain action. The opportunity to actually do it only came right at the end of the time period. Or they shouldn't be over the netter, or the shua over here. So we're matur the shua. If he has a good Pesach, we're matur. He can't do it today. The time is up after Shabbos. See, he's over the Yisr. He made it sure and he's not keeping it. So if he has a heter, he only has a heter to the Mekorah. It works. Gam ke material creation la yavra al nidra. We're matter. Ach bem es halo yakol as es mekhrot the guva pesel the. So the Gemara, the halacha says that we make the charata into a pesach. So we discussed before once before the difference between a charata and a pesach. A pesach, the lumdus behind a pesach. The Torah says is a gezeiros akos. The Torah says you ought to be matar and neder, but the way it works is by finding a flaw in the neder. If I had realized X, which is something which was normal to expect to happen, Noila doesn't count, but something which is normal to expect to happen, if I would have realized X, I would not have made the neder. So it means there's a flaw on the neder. So that's a Pesach. Charata says, you know, I have no specific flaw, there's nothing specific about it that I see that there was a problem. Just now I look back and I regret the whole thing. So it's just it's charata to make kor. I now regret that I ever did it. But it's not that the netter at the time the netter was made was a flaw. There was no flaw in the netter at the time of the netter. Now, retroactively, I regret the whole thing. So that's the difference between a charata and a pesach. So pesach and halacha is much better than a charata, because the pesach is that we're saying that had you realized that, you wouldn't have, well, you've done it. So that's, there's the actual flaw in the netter. Whereas charata, there's no flaw. But the halacha says you can make your charata into a pesach. Had you realized that you'd be mischarit mekora later on, would you have made the neder? The answer is no. So now there's a flaw in the neder.
So why don't we always just use charata? If you can use that as a pesach, I never understood that. That if you can always use charata, why even bother with looking for a pesach? You've got an instant pesach.
Well, it's not always true that a person has charata. If you would realize eventually you're going to be a miskaret, would you have made the neder? And if the answer honestly is no, right? So now I look back and say, you know, I totally regret the fact that I did it, but now I regret meikara. But had I realized that when I made it, that I'm going to be mischart meikara, would I have not refrained from making the neder? Maybe, yeah, maybe no. I don't know. Okay? So that's why it's not always automatically into a pesach. Philip Shabbos, im lo yatir lo hayom, eshuwasa yavra lo yachal debaru. Because over here, since this is the last day of fulfilling the Shua, and he cannot fulfill the Shua on Shabbos, because what he committed to do was also to do on Shabbos. So if you're not mad to the Shua, he's already said the Raisa. So therefore you're mad to the Shua. Even though it's not really a tzarech hayom.
But it sounds like that itself is not a Pesach. I might have thought if I realized it was going to come out on Shabbos, I wouldn't be able to keep my Shua. That itself could be a Pesach. But it seems like it's not. They say you need another Pesach.
Well, it depends. I mean, the situation might be a Noilat. He says, when he's Damaloi, right? The first opportunity he had to fulfill the Shua was now on Shabbos. He gave himself a period of time, about a month, and for 20 days it wasn't shy to do it. And now the last day, which happened to be Shabbos, it's shy to do it. I mean, that's a Noilat. It's probably a Noilat. The chance that he only has got the first opportunity to fulfill what he committed to do after 29 days. The 29 days, the opportunity didn't really present itself. I mean, that's a pretty extraordinary hechatimsa.
Right. But it's the lack of something earlier. It's not the coming into effect of something else.
If I had realized that, you ask a person, if you had realized an extraordinary circumstance, that's called the Noilut, because that's not what you expected. If I had realized that the X would have happened, yeah, I would not have made a neder, but I never would have thought it. The levels of a Noilut is I wouldn't have thought about that as a possibility up front. The flaw is there's things you should have thought about, you didn't think about them. That's a flaw. Some which I thought about, I would have dismissed and said it's not going to happen. That's not a flaw. That's why Nerlet is not a good Pesach. So if I would have told you that the possibility is, it's not going to happen, of course I'll have opportunities, you know, multiple times along the way. That's what I would have normally said. Gimel, Noga Lahatur Cherme HaKohol B'Shabbos Ava Pish Enam L'Tzarcha Shabbos. Okay, so they put it. They made some type of a cherem on a certain type of action. So they're going to now. If that now is relevant to a certain individual, let's say who was over that, so we can now be matter it take off the cherim on Shabbos. Tell him it's Archa Shabbos. If he's shein derech, he has been kenufi ala b'Shabbos. If he's lo yatiru, lo yisasu b'yam ha'acher. If he's lo yilu, heta lo'ilam, havi k'nidri yishtray the shari. General chemri kahal have to be mutter b'mayim and ha'kahal. So, because it's something which is relevant for the whole kahal. So the only day which really people get together is on Shabbos. Therefore, that's why it's mutter. And that's his argument over here. Simen Shimon Beis Banish Moshe's Mutalasas Dwar Bashos Chazam Shum Gzeira Uboy Sefechon. Called the Ram Shem Asur Midibri Sifrim Lagozale Banish Moshe's. So he served Rabbanon. Some of them, even the Lashon here is called the Worm, that the Mishabris can point out to Lav Davka. Some of the Rabbanon are also Banish Moshe's. But some of the Rabbanon Chazal did not ask their Banish Moshe's. But this had to do with Rabbanon Benish Moshes applies either by a case of a Dvar Mitzvah or there's a strong need. So Benish Moshes, even though Chazal Asur climbing a tree or Chazal Asur swimming on the water, floating on the water, but to do that, in order to bring a lulav or a shofar, is going to be mutter, ben ha-shmoshes, the tzarech mitzvah. Achein marad mehilan, amotzi me'akarmelis, eruv sh'asa. A person can access, he made an eruv, eruv etchumen, so it's accessible. It's in a tree, but you can't get to it. Well, since the zman of the chalois of an eruv Tzchumen is Benish Moshe. So Benish Moshe, he's allowed to access it by taking it out of the tree. Therefore, the Eruv is a good Eruv. If it would be something which he could not access Benish Moshe, then the Eruv is not really a good Eruv because he can't really access his Eruv. So, but he can be married from Elon, he can be married from Carmel, his Eruv Shos. It's not a mitzvah, but the person feels a strong need for this item. Mutter ben Hashmoshes by the Rabbanon. Mitamza mutter learn the ben Hashmoshes lein Yehudi lahadak loy near b'Shabbos. Okay, so you're asking Amir Lachem was at the Rabbanon. You're allowed to do with the Rabbanon ben Hashmoshes. So even you're asking a goy to do with the Raisa, but your issue is telling a goy, which is the Rabbanon. They're amata the Rabbanon is ben Hashmoshes. A common application of this. Person gets stuck Erev Shabbos. I mean, not such a common application, but a very relevant application. Person's traveling back and he's getting stuck in traffic. He could ask a goy to continue to drive him, Ben Hashmoshes.
I'm sorry.
Because the Mir Lakum is Mutter, Ben Hashmoshes.
Yeah, what if you don't have a what if you have an Akum to drive you?
Then you can't ask him. So I got that phone call once from somebody. This fellow who's a plumber, and he says he has his non-Jewish co-worker with him in the car. He says, great, switch. And you can continue to have him drive. So how long Ben Hashmoshes is a different commercial? You can make up to 40 minutes after Shkia. You can make up as Ben Hashmoshes.
Up to 40 minutes?
40 minutes. So I said, you know, now if after 40 minutes of driving Ben Hashmoshes, the neighborhood that he's going to drop you off in is a neighborhood where it's considered a sakana to walk, so then, you know,
then you can go further, presumably.
Then you can go, have the car continue driving you further. But if not, you should get out.
Wow.
The Baruch Hashem, he got back before that. He got back before that time. He didn't have to get involved in that. Okay.
Even though the initial request was made at a time of Heather, you still have to get out.
Right. You can't have the guy doing malacha for your own job.
So once he is, it's already, let's say, 40 minutes into it, and you have to stop me, he has let you out, how do you open the car door?
Yes, the guy to open the car door for you. Asking the guy to open the car door, we discussed once before, is not a problem. Even on Shabbos itself is not a problem, because you're not asking the guy to open the light, you're asking the guy to open the door. There's always a mirror lock on a psych ratio. Okay, Mishabura, call out the board. Aleph. Listen to the call of Davka, the Yeshurim, she's certain, me to be served from a Gozalim, Ben Hashmoshes, Abel Tzarek Mitzvah. We said everything which is all the rabbanon zemutter. That's not true. Not all the rabbanon zemutter could go in. Mavur lekamam esim and toftes sif gimel b'shulchan aruch. That there are scenarios which Chazal Asher ben Hashmoshes as well. Ken lahaber pachas pachas mi arba amis kum shabu b'sham b'magen abram b'shem rabba magen. Those are very common. The rabbanons, the Chazal Asher, but Tam Mishum the Hem Krevim Lavo the Malachah the Gemurah the Raisa, the rabbanons which are very close to the Raisas. So Gosim Hem Tvei Chazal were more Machmer on them. Seem Ben Hashmoshes Aras. Ken Harba Poskim Serbim the Ein Ma'arben Ruvit Chumen Ben Hashmoshes Avshel Tzarch Mitzvah. So you can't make a Ruvit Chumen Ben Hashmoshes. Ken Malachah Shana Tzrich LeGufa, which means exact same action as a regular Malachah, just his intent defines it. That's a very common to the rabbanon. Kamar Mishari said the rabbanon the Osir b'chol begavli ben Hashmoshes. Avin Neim Etzi Misurah Hud rabbanon Kol Shkan Rambam do the Rais. So a person cannot do a malachah and a tzrich l'gufa himself. We're talking about him doing it himself. Even with the rabbanon, leaving out the Rambam, even if you hold like passing not like the Rambam, it's the rabbanon. But it's a very common to the rabbanon. It's the exact same action as the Rais, just different intent. So that they didn't answer. I'm sorry, that didn't matter. But now the whole seems that Lord Mary Kishu Kibbalah Shabbos. Now, what about Kabbalah Shabbos? This is all talking about Shmoshes. But there's a different thing called Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a prison of Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm Kibbalah Shabbos. Can I get a Miz Mashal Yom Shabbos? I'll look at the Eddie Bismanenu. But where they have a similar Samakal of Shafila Humi Banyan. Feel him Rakat Sibra Kibbalah Shabbos. Shalas Kala Lov Shabbos Balkar. Also, the answer is called Shuas Batsa Fila Dra Mitzah, Imla Yede Evid Gilulin. So, once you're Makabal Shabbos, you gave it the Dinim of Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do the Rabbanans. There was a Bir Alocha before, back in Reisa Makhalif, that he asked this Tira. And there he said, you should bring it down over here. There he said one chilek was depending what your makabel. Your makabel what's called Tosefes Shabbos. So then this isn't Osir. If your makabel kabbalish kedusha Shabbos be'etzem, then it's Osir. And he said that's what happens when a person says Mitzvah Shel Yom Hashabbos, or a person says those tefillas are being makabel the etzem kedusha Shabbos. That's one answer which he gave. The other answer he gave is the difference between when it's earlier on in Erev Shabbos, where there's still possible that some Jews have not been Mekabel Shabbos yet. So then your Kabbalah is more an individual Kabbalah, and therefore it's not a full Kedusha, and therefore even after your Mekabel Beferish Kedusha Shabbos, this Heter still applies. That's a Kula. But once it reaches a Zman, we have to assume everybody has been Mekabel Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. So then, this heter doesn't apply anymore. That was the two. So,
what's the stira?
I mean, we have a dinam there of Kabbalah Shabbos, which Pashas which should create dinam on him, and here we say Manish Mashas, all these things are mutter. So, what happened to Kabbalah Shabbos?
Yeah, presumably, you were Kabbalah Shabbos at a minimum 3 minutes before Shkia. Isn't that the normal way we do things?
A lot of people aren't Mekabel Shabbos.
Huh?
A lot of people aren't Mekabel Shabbos early.
It's 3 minutes before. I thought 3 minutes before wasn't even considered early. I thought it was considered like, you know, the last possible moment you could be Mekabel Shabbos.
I understand. A lot of people aren't Mekabel Shabbos early. They're Mekabel Shabbos when they say Mr. Shalim Shabbos. Go into the shul and ask some people, ask them the Shabbos whether they're Mekabel Shabbos or not. And they'll say, what's that? And unquote.
What's that?
Well, you say Kabbalah Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. They don't know what that means. So we say Kabbalah Shabbos is when you say Mitzvah Shel Yom Shabbos. When did you get that? 20 minutes after Shkia, 50 minutes after Shkia. Depends how long the guy was singing for.
So ideally, a person right after Mincha and Shul should.
Ideally, a person should be Mekabel Shabbos 3 minutes before, at least 3 minutes before Shkia. That's ideally.
And if you didn't?
And if you didn't, you didn't do the Mitzvah, Mekabel Shabbos. It's a Mitzvah. You didn't do the Mitzvah. It's not an Aveira. You shouldn't do the Mitzvah.
So it's a Mitzvah Saseh.
Yeah. So, that's the Mishabur's Chilukah, but the Mishabur brings two different possible Chilukim. Whether a person be Mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, or a person be Mekabel, because that's what you're being Mekabel, or you're being Mekabel the Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. you're trying to be mekayim the mitzvah to sefer Shabbos. So Ben Hashemosh is, since for us it's a suffix, that's not called being to sefer Shabbos, that's called being keeping the halacha that you're mechadim machra misafik. So where's the Tosefis? So the Tosefis has to be Zman Nikr. Tosefis has to be Zman a little bit of time, which is Nikr. So we assume three minutes in Allah is considered Nikr. That's Tosefis Shabbos. I mean, Makabal Etzim Kedusha Shabbos. You're not Makabal until you start Marv. Then you're saying Mamash at Shabbos. So that's the one chiluk that he brings. The other chiluk he brings is the difference is. So this has to Ben Hashemoshes applies until that second Kabbalah. The first Kabbalah is not a steer to it. His second argument is that theoretically there's no difference between the types of Kabbalah. The difference is, are you being Makabal in Azman where all of Klai Yisrael already has been Makabal, or all of Klai Yisrael, I guess, within the area, nearby area, or not? So how to apply that Lamaisa? The poiskim, where Rambam's head of 40 minutes after Shkia, that's, you know, obviously he's being soimach on the. You have to assume by that point in time, everybody who's been makabel Shabbos has been makabel Shabbos. The people aren't being makabel Shabbos because they're not shomer Shabbos. So that's an interesting question.
Well, there's also, forgive me, there's the idea of Tosfos Shabbos. What about, suppose you don't have add to Shabbos at the beginning, but suppose you say, you know what, okay, I missed adding the 3 minutes before Shabbos, so I'll add 3 minutes to the end of Shabbos, and I won't take Shabbos out, you know, this motto, I'll wait, you know, 10-15 minutes after Shabbos. Can you get away with that?
There's dinner to have a Shabbos, must have Shabbos also.
Huh?
You need both.
Oh, so, you know,
one doesn't make up for the other. Each one has his own separate mitzvah. There's a dinner to have a Shabbos, must have Shabbos, yeah.
Oh, right.
That's what we said before, that we said away for Gimel Chachavim Beinanim, which is the correct shear. You need Gimel Chachavim Ketanim Ritzufim for Motzei Shabbos. Ritzufim, the Mishabur says, is because of Tosefes Shabbos. The Mikra, you don't need Ritzufim. Ritzufim means that they have to be right next to each other in the sky. In a world where they didn't have light pollution. Right? So three small stars is enough to say that it's Eser Chachavim for Motzei Shabbos. But you need three. We don't rely on three small stars. We need three small stars which are right next to each other. That's already later. There's even more less light, and it's even more dark, and therefore there's even more stars visible. So that Gimel Chachavim Ritzufim is because of Tosefes Shabbos, as we said before. That's Motzei Shabbos.
So you
it applies to both sides. Okay, Ben Hashemoshes. When it's manam avur liyav b'simon rei samach aleph, how long Ben Hashemoshes is, as we discussed before, Ayin Shom, Mayim HaGavonim, Shani Stop, Ben Hashemoshes, Shom Motzei Shabbos, Nefshad, Shulchan Aruch, Mayim Rak, this heter of Ben Hashemoshes, that the Rabbanans are mutter, does apply to Motzei Shabbos as well. It's only the Ben Hashemoshes of Friday going into Shabbos, or even the Ben Hashemoshes of Shabbos going into Motzei Shabbos. Maybe. Shulchan Aruch is Shom Erev Shabbos. The Shani HaFukiyam, and Me'ul Yom, once the day has started, Shabbos Vaday, Motzei Shabbos, they're not going to be matter the Rabbanans because maybe it's not Shabbos anymore. To ask the Rabbanans, we're sure not sure it's Shabbos yet, but that they didn't ask. But once it's ready, also, they're not going to make a mutter. So that's he's Masupik. After the Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshes Mutar Shus to Tzarich Mitzah, Chaybrik Yosef Kosev Kain B'Shem Rashba, Sav Yad Erev in the Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshes Mutar Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshes Erev Shabbos. Mikom Malkum Lamaisa Kosev Deyesh LaHachmer Mutar Shabbos. So the Beis Meir says it's Mutar. Misal Tzarich Yishri Machmer. B'Shem Deinon Bekiyam Azman Ben Hashemoshes Mosei Maskel Mazman Shena Vara Yom. Vayin Ber Lacha. But that exactly when Ben Hashemoshes starts. It's not very clear when Ben Hashemoshes starts. Does it start immediately when the sun sets? Or does, according to the Morris says, according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't start immediately. It starts a period of time after that. So the first period of time after the sun sets is Vada Yom still. So it's not Ben Hashemoshes yet.
Well, if it's
the sun has set, but it's halachically, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Ben Hashemoshes. We don't paskin, we're not clear in halacha we paskin like. So since, even though theoretically Ben Hashemoshes is Mutter Ben Motzei Shabbos as well, but I don't know. By Erev Shabbos, I say, listen, according to the Rabbi, it's still Friday. So for sure it's Mutter. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's already Shabbos, but it's Ben Hashemoshes. Okay, so Mamon HaShach is Mutter. By Motzei Shabbos, it's not Mamon HaShach Mutter. According to the Rabbi, it's Vada Yom. So therefore, stay away. I want to finish.
Huh?
I want to finish before Marv. Oh. The chashav tzarich mitzvah v'pishen tzarich l'za'ata kol kach b'shabbos. Mishum de mitchila ein ma'arv and rubit chumen el dar mitzvah. So I want to get my eruv. I don't need the food, but I'm doing the eruvit chumen l'tzarich mitzvah. So if I can't get the food, there chumen is nachal. Mele the mitzvah I can't do. So that's called tzarich hayoyim, tzarich mitzvah. Not so much for the food, but for the mitzvah which is going to facilitate.
I'm better sukkah and lulav, which I'm not
going to
use on Shabbos
anyway. No, that would be relevant for benish mashas of Yom Tov. He didn't want to be kind of shvisa in the Karmelis. He wanted to be kind of shvisa in the Rishos HaYochid or the Rishos HaRabim. But he has to bring the food to where he is. Well, Benish Moshes, he could. Something which is he's pressured. Well, the farish bezeh high or doichik shekasev. What is this phrase doichik? The high name mahal yatarid benechvas is something which he feels a pressure to do. Does mean estam nitzrich loy tzarich harbe yubashaset chaku. Therefore, it's considered enough of a need that we mounted it. Okay, it's here loy. Why we are growing a simanis samachal shemashu minei. Shemashu matar ramim neishu tor benechvas hadav keshu shasat chak godol. He needs something very important. He needs to be able to leave the town. So they gave it the same level of need as a mitzvah. If anything which a person will do that he will feel disappointed the whole Shabbos, he'll feel bad the whole Shabbos that he didn't do it, so that's valid. It comes to Tzarech Shabbos, and that's the Lumdus. So for example, we said over there, a person forgot to light the Nair for the Yahrzeit. So he's going to feel bad the whole Shabbos that he forgot his father's Yahrzeit, he forgot to light the Nair. There's no real need that's him. But that's the nature of people is that's how they relate to that, so therefore that's a valid, that would be considered that's a hafsid gadol or a sarf gadol for that he can even start otherwise if he doesn't do it. Ner b'shabbos, high ner b'shabbos, ratzalomer sheyaldik takev ben hashmashes and sarf shabbos. He's going to light it during ben hashmashes. Amavakshar sheyaldik achakach b'shabbos gufa ze osur afilim biksha miyavadyon. You asked the guy Arab Shabbos, but he went and lit there on actual Shabbos. That's too late. Those are all valid needs. Okay, let's hold it here. I just wanted to discuss